26, the morning after on Q105. There's a new Facebook page. You got a lot of things to like on social. It's Eric Chase, Demetrius Nicodemus, Ashley Tresso. Our new friend Josh is here from Lyle's Crepes, and we're whipping up some crepes in the next studio. I had to bribe Cliff at RQN not to tell anybody that we're making food here because I don't know the rules.
Well, you just ruined that.
Yeah.
You outed yourself, bro.
Josh, feel free to participate in this if you'd like.
I mean, as long as the health department doesn't come and shut me down before I get started here, I'm okay.
We just keep on talking about it. We're just burying our little shallow grave here.
I'm wearing gloves. That's all. So we're clean and safe.
I feel compelled to bring this up.
They're free.
There you go.
I feel compelled to bring this up. So I got to put the show sheet aside. I know we mentioned the Oscars during the rated game, mm-hmm. and I've had my fill of racism movies the last two nights. I saw Three Billboards the other night. Fantastic movie. I'm not all that sad that the little girl would happen to her because those are awful human beings. And I saw Crash last night. You've seen Crash, right?
Yeah, with Ludacris.
And everybody else.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So I've got my award-worthy movies. There is some consternation, and I know...
with the vocab workshop words. I mean, geez, OP. Keep it
simple. Pardon me while I whip my big vocabulary out.
Kiss method. Keep it simple.
My vocabulary is the same size as Tucker's penis.
Hey, there's
goodness.
He's 22. He's seen.
what are you doing?
Some people are questioning whether or not Ryan Seacrest should be on the red carpet hosting the Oscars tomorrow night because of the allegations, which were already investigated. An independent investigator supported Seacrest that whatever he was alleged to do to this this hairdresser, this assistant, absolved of it. He was found not guilty. He was found innocent. And then the story in Variety came out detailing what he supposedly did to this woman. And it kind of went away, but it came back right in time for him to be hosting the red carpet on the Oscars. Kelly Ripa came out in support of him on the show within the last couple of days and spoke to how he's a professional. He's a great guy. And I always go back to the Kobe Bryant thing. Great ass. I had no idea that he would ever rape somebody, and he probably did. And you don't know what people do in their quiet time. We all look at the O.J. Simpson thing and go, how could that guy carve up two human beings? But
Allegedly.
The thing is, with Seacrest, I believe him, and it seems, and I know that we're supposed
to.
But why? Because I know enough people in the music industry who will speak on behalf of interactions with him, which doesn't say that he wouldn't do it, but this seems a little predatory. Like, she wanted money from him. It's interesting timing from both perspectives for this Variety story to come out after the story had gone away. And we are supposed to believe women. And I am just curious as to what's he going to face tomorrow night? Because while Kelly Ripa is credible, and I think there's integrity there, and that speaks volumes to him and his character, he could take a beating tomorrow night from people he's supposed to be talking to. So, your thoughts on this situation?
Well, from everything that I understand about it, agents of Hollywood stars have made decisions to keep their clients away from him.
Yeah, to kind of sidestep the whole issue as a whole.
There doesn't seem like there's going to be a lot of people talking to him.
And honestly, for the sake, whether whatever's true or not, I mean, he probably should have just stepped back. This is a little fresh. It's a little new. I mean, I'm sure he's not losing any major money or sleep over this. No. He'd still be racking up dollars.
This is such a complicated thing. We don't know. This is like...
But why
Josh
give people,
is sitting here like, man, I just came here to make some crepes.
No, why give like, people the chance to say something
this turn
negatively?
Into the View?
And here's where, again, we don't know. I would like to believe him, but if he did these things to this woman, and it's only, I guess, been her who has come out publicly as opposed to like a Harvey Weinstein situation where there was...
They just started seeping
out
of
them. It was Bill Cosby. Yeah. Where we're, at 22, I think we can believe the accusers. Because I look at it from the other perspective.
Is there a threshold?
Yeah.
Is there a number threshold?
Yes. Yeah. Like, it depends on the person.
Like you're like, okay, if it's just one and nobody else comes out.
Because if he didn't do anything wrong, get your ass up there, do your job, stand there with conviction, and don't let somebody try to extort you or blackmail you. So I get it from that perspective as well. And I guess I read something briefly. Maybe I should have read more into it. That typically this stuff doesn't happen at the Oscars as much as it does the Golden Globes, which is a little more drinky. So maybe the behavior will be professional and towards the show and what are you wearing and how do you feel about... But we're not... The climate has changed.
And people are mad in general.
Right.
I mean, people that didn't feel they could have a voice before feel encouraged to speak up. So, I mean, it just might not be a good call. I mean, it takes one person to go ahead and throw it in his face that said, hey, they told me to sidestep it, but I'm going to go ahead and do this, like, whether they believe it or not.
How do you feel about the situation? Like, we all have preconceived notions like guilty or innocent.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like you said, I feel as if it would have been, if more were coming forward, and I hate to say that because it doesn't mean that what she's saying isn't true, but it seems a little sketch that it's just her and everyone else that's been in the room multiple times with both of them also says, I didn't really ever see anything like that happening.
It was her. It was investigated by an independent investigator, maybe, that E paid, so I get that. He was cleared. It bounces back up the week before the biggest TV movie night of the year. Dee, how do you feel about it?
It's Ryan Seacrest.
He likes women?
No, yeah.
How did he get an erection around a woman?
I'm shocked he's not gay.
Right.
But good for him. No, I don't know. I don't think about Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
You know, it's Ryan Seacrest.
But it's the Oscars, and this is
now, if you would have told me, you know, hey, you know, some pretty horrible allegations came up about Idris Elba and
don't do that to me.
And Denzel Washington, I'd be like, I'm heartbroken. Not Denzel, but it's Seacrest. For the love of God, can anybody, just for the sake of things, there are horrible things happening in this world right now, and we're talking about Ryan Seacrest.
But some of those horrible things might be what men do to women. Well, might be.
And it possibly could be. The problem is that I feel like Ryan Seacrest has made very concise and very good business moves. I think he loves money and his popularity too much to do something so stupid.
But he strikes me as like...
He's not intimidating.
He strikes me as Derek Jeter. Like, remember the flower baskets? Like,
right.
I think Derek Jeter has had people had bodies thrown in sewers. He's able to cover his tracks, and he's like Justin Timberlake. Like the cheating rumors bounced right off of him. We just don't know. So I just wanted to talk about how this thing's going to go down tomorrow night. Josh, to bring you in to this is Lyle's Crepes is making next door. What kind of crepe would Ryan Seacrest be if he were a crepe?
Oh gosh, he would probably be. I have to think through my recipes here because he'd have to be sweet, but something like he'd probably be the orange chocolate.
What's your most popular crepe?
Most popular is what you guys are about to have right now is the lemon berry.
Okay.
And first of all, he said that with a little bit of bass in his voice, too, almost make it seem like we were in some kind of romantic movie. He was like, the most popular one is what you're about to have right now, and that's the lemon berry. Say it with me one more time, ladies. Lemon berry.
What's the machine called? The warmer?
It's called a I call it a crepes table.
Crepes table.
Technically, it's just, yeah, it's about that.
Not only is the crepes table hot, so is the guy making it, right?
That's going to be our first big promotion.
I like it.
Yeah, show up with like a little bit of pasties. Show up just bare-chested, like, hey, ladies, who wants some crepes?
As we get away from the sexualization of things, no longer will bachelorette parties have strippers. Well, they might, but it'll be the stripping crepe maker, right?
Pardon me, ma'am. Somebody here
ordered
some
crepes.
She's
shaking her head in the corner saying, no.
Bad marketing idea, Lisa. Okay.
And I brought my friend the cop with me, who's here to arrest some lucky lady.
Keep an eye out for pictures on that. Q105, it's the morning after. More next.
Q text us at 419-240.